The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silently streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium for Galesburg High School boys basketball postseason coverage. Let's go down to
now
public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
First for the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Number 11, Lonnie Couture. Number 14, Cruz Ludwig. Number 23, Mason Lovig. Number 34, Landon Nordstrom. And number 35, Owen Parker. Maple Leafs are coached by Brad Storm. And now the starting lineups for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Number 4, Gino Williams. Number 5, Ian Dominique. Number 12, Easton Steck. Number 15, Jace Keith. At number 32, Carter Clary. Your Streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
All right, there's your starting five for both teams. Silver Streaks 4-1 all time against Geneseo in postseason play, and 50-15 all time. Silver Streaks will wear the home white as the better seed, the 7 seed. Geneseo comes in as the 9 seed. Sorry, I got that backwards. Galesburg is 8. The 8. Geneseo is the 10.
10, there we go.
And Geneseo didn't even jump. Owen Parker in the midcourt circle didn't even leap with Easton Steck. They conceded the tip. And let's see what they do defensively.
Oh, coming
they flash
out the 1-2-2.
Right at Geneseo, or right at Gino Williams, who has to save it over to Carter. Now a quick pass into the corner, deflected out of bounds by Geneseo.
He deflected it.
Yeah. They're going to give it back to the Maple Leafs. We're going to give it to the Maple Leafs. So a turnover by the Streaks. And
we've seen that from up here, partner. That was a clear deflection.
Yeah. All right. So Maple Leafs get it, wearing the road smoky gray with the green and white trim down the sides.
I like their uniforms.
Up top, this is Landon Nordstrom, the freshman. Gets it back on a dump down, gets around Easton, bounces it to the outside. Jumper from 12 off the mark, but a weak side rebound knocked out of bounds by the Streaks. Last touched by Gelsberg, and Geneseo will get an offensive rebound, second chance.
Yeah, team rebound to the Maple Leafs. Streak's going to have to get after a little bit more here defensively.
On the inbound, open three for Lonnie Couture off the back iron. Long rebound tipped, and the Streaks couldn't control it. Landon Nordstrom gets it. A third opportunity for the Maple Leafs. Just to the right side, Nordstrom passes it left over to Owen Parker. Owen Parker, 6'4 sophomore, one of the building blocks for this team in the future. And trying to get their first win of the season in the postseason.
And this team is very deliberate on offense. We noticed this last time they were here a couple weeks ago. They will run their offense through and through.
Nordstrom driving on Clary, got it up, too strong off the backboard, and the rebound, Jace Keith. So the Streaks now looking for their first shot of the game. Keith coming off of Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, gets it over to Ian, who hits a three, and he's one away from tying the school season three-point record.
That's a great start for Mr. ID.
3-0, Gelsberg hits its first shot of the game, a three by Dominique, number 83 on the season. Ball poked away by Gino, but kept by Lovig. Now to the left side it goes to Couture. Onto the wing it goes to Parker. Guarded by Carter Clary out there as the Streaks open in a man defense. He tried to go back door, but the bounce pass to Ludwig at the top of the arc. Drives inside the post, off the mark.
Brady Carter.
Rebound Carter Clary. Second leading rebounder in the Western Big Six. He finished 7 behind Owen Freeman, who led the conference. Back door
Lob
to
dunk.
Steck,
oh.
But he missed the dunk. Saved in the inbound by Keith before it goes out of bounds. And another opportunity for the Streaks. Another three by Ian. He's tied the record.
What a start for Ian.
Back-to-back threes for Dominique. He's tied the school scoring record and one to go to beat Ethan Meeker.
Incredible season here for Ian Dominique. He didn't waste any time today going after it, partner.
Nope. Chad Thompson said he'll shoot 400 threes today if he asked you to get the record. Coach wants his boy to get it at home, and he's tied the record. 84 in a season. Ethan Meeker did it twice his junior and senior years. Now Dominique stands with him, and the Streaks up 6-0, 2 minutes 45 seconds into this game.
There's this Wisconsin flex offense.
Up top, Mason Lovig. High post, Ludwig. Now gives it off up top to Landon Nordstrom, the freshman. Swing it back around to the outside. Parker, bounce pass into the corner, Nordstrom. Nordstrom dribbles it out to the wing, all the way to the top of the arc, works his way to the right
great
side,
job,
stop
Easton.
There, backs it up.
5 seconds.
Half court, and there's a
yes.
5-second call. Referee Jason Wessels to my right was right on top of it, forcing Geneseo's first turnover of the game.
Just a great defensive effort from Easton Steck right there. He hounded him from one side of the court to the other, and it was all up in him.
Oh, they're leaving Ian open
for the record.
Nope, off the front rim. Rebound, Nordstrom, his second of the game for the Maple Leafs. Yeah, Gino inbounded on the sideline to Ian, who turned around. There wasn't anybody within 10 feet of him, so he just took a few steps up and shot it. Now inside the lane, Ludwig kicks it out. Parker for three, off the rim. Rebound out to Easton Steck.
Streaks are just getting after them defensively.
On the right side, Ian again. In and out. Rebound, Clary.
Great rebound.
The
kick what a
out.
Pass.
It's Dominique again. He's there got the record. 85 and a new record holder in Gelsberg High School boys basketball. 9-0 Silver Streaks.
What an incredible play. Oh, there's Carter with the steal. Another
and
three.
And another one. There it is again. 12-0. Dominique leads Geneseo. Maple Leafs call timeout.
Ian Dominique hit set a new Silver Streak record. 85 three-pointers so far in his season. Broke the record previously held by Ethan Meeker.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb makes it official. Crowd comes to its feet. Maple Leafs call timeout. 4:04 to go here in this opening quarter.
What a special moment for Ian Dominique.
And the team was up.
Well-deserved standing ovation. The kid can flat out shoot the basketball.
Now they applaud him coming out of the timeout. And Ian's going to play the front end of this full-court defense as the Streaks are energized, up 12-0, not quite 4 minutes into this game. Running the baseline, Ludwig throws it behind his teammate Parker on the opposite side and behind him out of bounds, and the Streaks force a second turnover. Nice. Keith will inbound in front of the Geneseo bench. Now down low to Steck.
Oh,
jump
nice
stop
move.
Through the lane. Bank shot, missed it. Clary rebound, put back is good. and somebody other than Dominique scores, and the Streaks are up 14-0.
Johnny on the spot, Carter Clary, the stick-to-itiveness.
Three
seen
rebounds
it all season.
Three rebounds in the game already for Clary.
And three turnovers early here for the Maple Leafs, just like we did last time.
Into the front court, Landon Nordstrom. To the left side, Lovick. Entry pass to the free throw line. The give and go right back to Lovick, who shoots and scores from
nice
about 8 feet out. That ends the Streaks' run. 14-0 to start the game. The lead is a dozen with 3.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Skip pass, Dominique. Back behind him, Gino. Quick entry pass to Carter. Collects it, shoots. Shot rolls off the rim. Rebound tapped out. And Lovick has it for the Maple Leafs. Not sure Carter was the intended receiver on that pass, but he reached out with those long arms. And
yeah, he got them big bear paws on the ball and went attacked the hoop right away.
Now he fouls the backside of Ludwig on an entry pass into the lane. Carter reached around from behind. Fouled in his first on the Streaks. And with 3:06 to go in this opening quarter, 14-2.
Tyree Taylor getting early minutes here in the regional opener.
Keith, Steck, Clary all sit down. Nolan Carl into the game. Taylor guarding Ludwig out on the right side. Dribbles it to the wing. Now pulls it back up. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing also into the game for the Silver Streaks. Two freshmen and a sophomore off the bench for the Streaks. The dribble down to the right side. The runner missed by Nordstrom. Taylor with a rebound. Here come the Streaks. Gino looking through the lane. Sibbing
nice
deflects it out to Dominique. Gives to Taylor. Puts the ball on the floor. Kicks it out. Long three by Ian again. Air ball out of bounds.
Well, partner, that's all seven attempts that we can write down here in the first quarter on the box.
I was noticing that. He can't shoot anymore for the final 2:39. There's no place for him on our scorecard.
No more threes, Ian.
At least not in the first quarter.
Yeah, wait till the second.
14-2 Streaks. 2:30 to go here in this opening quarter of a regional opener. Tipped out of bounds by Carl on a soft pass to the left side intended for Parker. And Nolan just jumped the passing lane and batted it out of bounds.
4 of 7 from the three-point line for Ian Dominique in the first quarter. That's the way to start a basketball game. There's
on
a steal.
The entry, Ian knocks it loose. He had 8 steals against Geneseo when they played here last time. Loose ball, still scramble for it. Now Geneseo and Sibbing on the floor, a tie-up, and it'll be Geneseo ball after all of that mad scramble. 2:18 to go, and the Leafs will hang on to it, avoiding another turnover.
Yeah, they were real close to their fourth turnover of the game right there. Ian diving on the floor, doing a little bit of everything out here.
Williams will guard the inbound of the baseline. Lovick to the right of his own basket will pull the trigger. Not much movement by Geneseo. Now they set it into motion. Bounce pass under the basket to Lonnie Couture, but he's covered up. The kick out free by Nordstrom off the mark. Rebound chased down to Gino Williams, who's a pretty prolific rebounder himself. 6th in the Western Big Six is where he ended up in the rebounding stats. Left
nice
corner,
pass.
Sibbing for three, hits it.
Ian Dominique catches the ball, and the Geneseo defense, of course, just all funneled to him. He made the extra pass over to JCS in the corner, who knocks down the three.
There's a travel in the backcourt by Nordstrom coming up for that pass. He took 2 steps, got away with it. 5 threes in this opening quarter for Galesburg. 4 by Ian Dominique to set the school scoring record, and the Streaks lead by 15. Up top, Nordstrom, guarded by another freshman, Sibbing. Now reverses directions to the right. Picks up his dribble at the volleyball line. Coming out for it is Couture, guarded by Dominique.
We are just hounding the Maple Leafs right now.
Covered up at the high post. Needs help getting it away. Does so. Driving down the lane. Lubbock stolen away by Dominique. 4 Maple Leaf turnovers. Into the front court, Gino. To the left wing and a reach-in foul by Couture. That'll be his first. And the first team foul on Geneseo. From swim coach Raven Ottigan. Andrew Peterson broke his team record in diving.
What
a day for the Silver Streaks swimmers. They've already advanced several individuals and a relay team to state. And now Andrew Peterson. Entry pass to Carl, deflected away. Sibbing chases it down. Onto the wing, Gino. Skips it back up top to Taylor. To the right side, low bounce pass. Entry pass to Carl.
Nice
the kick
pass,
out. Tyree Nolan. From the wing. Hits a three. Streaks are lighting it up from downtown. They lead by 18.
I love the inside-out basketball. Gino into Nolan and in the middle of the zone, and he instantly touch pass out to Tyree for three.
Under a minute to play, opening quarter, 20-2 Galesburg. We got a long way to go, but what a fantastic start.
You couldn't ask for anything. You couldn't have scripted a better start.
Love it. The kick out to Ludwig. Now back up top it goes to Nordstrom. They only have 9 players on their bench, but they've got a lot more with them. They don't go very deep. Now stuffed on the way up. Stolen away by the Streaks and ripping it away from Nordstrom. Sibbing into the front court, and now we got an over and back violation against the Streaks. Their second turnover.
Oh, what a tough break there. We layup was on the horizon for the Streaks.
Final 30 seconds of the opening quarter. And a hand check foul by Jace Keefe on the left side. Will be the second foul against the Silver Streaks. And the first of the game on Jace. 23 seconds to go on the inbound. Gino covering up Ludwig right in front of the scoring table. Throws it into the backcourt to Nordstrom and now walk it across the midcourt line. Picked up by Keefe. 16 seconds to go. Gino steals it away from Loving. Gino with a left-handed run out on the lay-in.
Great play, Gino.
20-point Galesburg lead here in the opening quarter. Final 7 seconds. Losing in the backcourt, Lovick picks it up, leans in on Gino, shoves him off, now has to shoot from half court, airballs it, and that's the end of a dynamic first quarter as the Streaks burst into the postseason, up 22-2 after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone in the 3A regional opener here at John Field Gym. Streaks are enjoying playing on their home court. 22-2 up on Geneseo.
What a start.
Through the first 8 minutes. Streaks ball to begin the second quarter. Tip finds its way over to Gino, stumbles, keeps his feet, drives, kicks it out. Steck has to chase it down before it goes into the backcourt. Aiden Almaguer into the game for the Streaks at the quarter break. Clary back in for the Streaks. Skip pass Keith.
Oh,
firing
pass.
It. Steck, pump fake. Carter, kick out to Keith on the wing. Pass fake, drives, dishes over to Carter. Knocked loose. Carter collects it, puts it up with a baby hook off the rim. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Almaguer. And Geneseo will get it back. All right, update from Raven Ottingham for the Streaks at the swim sectional. Get this. So we talked about Andrew Peterson breaking his team record in diving, a team record for the 200 medley relay going to state. Carson Olson wins the 200 IM with a team record. Riley Stevenson won the 50 and another team record. And he won the 100 free, setting another Galesburg High School team record. Here's a pass to the right side, falling down and finding Easton Smith for a low block layup. And that ends another run by the Silver Streaks. And now the ball knocked loose, turnover against the Silver Streaks, leading 22-4, and Geneseo coming back with it. Andrew Hawkinson won the 500 and set another Galesburg High School team record. There's records falling all over the place for the Silver
everywhere.
Streaks.
Records everywhere. Oh, wow.
There's another missed jumper from the right side. Ball
another
last touched
rebound.
By Clary. That's four dead ball rebounds for Geneseo in this game.
That's incredible. Just got to grab the ball, Streaks.
Leading 22-4, 6:40 to play here in this first half. On the right side, Easton Smith lobs it up top and finds Parker over the outstretched hands of Almaguer.
Yeah, Aiden just got to see the ball there. He might have had himself a steal.
Mason Lovick passes left side, dribble drive, Nordstrom.
Look at Easton Steck get
left
after
left right along the volleyball line. Now Keith coming up from the backside of Smith, reaches around him and fouls his second of the game.
Yeah, Ian's going to be back in for Jace. Jace visibly frustrated, heading over to the bench.
And again, we don't want to overlook Gage Shipp wrestling for a state championship for the Silver Streaks. down in Champaign. Somewhere around 6 o'clock, we understand, is kind of the target time for that one to get underway in the Class 2A 138-pound division. So good luck to Gage Ship, undefeated on the season at 48-0.
Bring home a state title, Gage.
On the right side, jumper for three, off the back iron, rebound Steck. As Lovett couldn't hit that one.
Oh, nice
drive
take,
by
Easton.
Easton down the left side, attacks the basket and lays it in. His first basket. Streaks first points of the second
Easton
quarter.
Easton grabbing the rebound, a little coast-to-coast action.
24-4, Silver Streaks by 20. Into the front court, Geneseo breaks the press. Nordstrom pulls up on the right wing, now swinging around left. Jacob Harris, a 6'2 senior, has impressed us in the two games that we have played Geneseo this year.
Yeah, he just does things right.
He's a presence on the inside. On the right side, jumper from the baseline, in and out. There's Harris with the offensive rebound, kicks it out. A three on the way, good by Nordstrom, his first basket of the game. 24-7, Geneseo scored two in the first 8 minutes of the game. They have five here in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. Gino on the outside, up top to Dominique. Now to the right side, Steck will shoot the three over the rim. Rebound, loose under the basket, picked up by Nordstrom.
Yeah, Easton way off on that three there.
Streaks were 6 of 9 from behind the arc in the first quarter, including 4 by Ian Dominique. If you're just joining us, he's got the school record, single season 3-point record. Harris drives down the right side of the lane, cut off by Clary, pulls it back out. Now has it at the free throw line. Looking around, needs help. He almost turned all the way around, 180 degrees. Now down to the right side, Nordstrom cut off. The kick out, Parker will shoot the three from the wing, missed it. Gino gets in there, takes the rebound away from Carter, couldn't hang on to it and fell out of bounds. Geneseo will get it back.
Rebound.
All right, Taylor back into the game. Almaguer sits down. Taylor will guard Parker out on the wing.
It's good to see Tyree get meaningful minutes here in the early part of this game.
On the inbound out to the wing, Harris. Steps back behind the arc, now swings it over to Nordstrom up top between the circles. Works his way to the right side, under 4.5 minutes to play for the half. 17-point Galesburg lead. Couture off the wing, trying to get around Sibbing. Jackson recovers, turnaround jumper, tough shot off the right side of the lane, missed. Clary with a rebound. Good defense by Sibbing.
Yeah, Jackson really works on the defensive end. He knows he's got to be better on defense, and you can just see him working.
Has it now below us, kicks it back out to Dominique. Now Clary at the free throw line, driving
nice
the
pass.
Dish out. Tyree from the wing, off the rim. Rebound under the basket, Parker for Geneseo. Geneseo shutting the streaks down a little bit more here in the second quarter, slowing us down. Galesburg still up 17 with past the midpoint of this first half of the second quarter.
Yeah, streaks can't get 2-3 happy. Just keep attacking the rim. Threes will be there.
Nordstrom shoot the three from up top, off the rim. Rebound Taylor, just gets it away from Harris. Here comes Galesburg. Dominique on the right side. Now to the left side. Sibbing for three, hits another one.
Way to shoot the basketball, JCS.
JCS has two in this game, 27-7, streaks back up by 20.
Ian Dominique with the second assist of the game.
Both times to Sibbing, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
Harris picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Coming
shooter
over from the pass, Couture. Here comes the trap out high and a bump by Clary. And he just for a moment got away with the collision into the backside of Easton Smith. But then the official does blow the whistle, his second foul. So two on Clary, two on Keith. All four Galesburg team fouls with just those two.
Yeah, Carter playing a little defensive back there. And I don't think he's used to playing defensive back.
No, he's on the line for sure. 3:05 to go, first half. Galesburg up top, 27-7. This Geneseo team comes in averaging just 36 points a game, and they've scored 50 or more only twice.
Oh, got away with a little step there.
On the dribble, Tyree reaches in, knocks the ball loose, but Harris picks it up for the Maple Leafs. Now dribbles, picks it up inside the top of the arc, bounces it over to Lovett. Now up top, Max Biddle, swinging around to the left side, Couture. Couture starts his dribble, works his way up toward the volleyball line. Now to the right side pass, onto the wing to Lovett. Swing it back up top to Biddle. Swinging the ball down low, up high, working on Dominique. To the right side, Couture on the wing. Can't get around JCS. Throws it behind Lovig. Chasing it down into the backcourt. Diving on it, Taylor. Loose ball. Picked up by Geneseo. That avoids an over-and-back violation.
Oh, got an injury.
And a player down for Geneseo. And the officials will stop play to make sure Mason Lovig is okay with 2:20 to go in the half.
He's holding his left shoulder, and his teammate went and picked him up by his left arm.
Yanked him up.
I hope it's nothing serious.
Yeah, and I think that's what Brandon Terrell is saying to his teammate. Be careful about, you know, pulling him up by the arm that he just hurt. So they're checking him out now. Brandon just patted him on the shoulders, ready to walk away. So it looks like Lovick will be okay, which is good. And now one of the officials is going to come over and check the floor, make sure it doesn't need to be wiped up. Doesn't cause a sliding hazard for anybody. We're going to get back into action here. 2:20 to go in the half. Streaks up 27-7. A game against Rock Island on the line next Wednesday at Dunlap. Streaks on the better part of it now, up 20. The dribble up top to Couture. Now a bad pass stolen away. Here's Gino with a layup. Good.
What a baby G-dub.
Both of Gino's points or baskets in the game coming off steals and runouts. Streaks up 22, 29-7. Almost had another steal there, but the pass went away to the left side to Couture. Harris got around Carl, cut off by Gino on the help side, kicks it out. Jumper by Ludwig at the free throw line, but he got fouled.
Our first free throws of the game.
Geneseo getting off a lot of shots in this game, thanks largely to all of their dead ball rebounds are on the offensive end, aren't they?
I think all but one.
29-7 is the lead for the Streaks. First free throw off the mark by Cruz Ludwig. Second free throw coming. Five team fouls on the Streaks, just one against the Maple Leafs. 1:48 to play in the half. Second free throw coming. Ludwig shot up and off the back iron, rattles around and drops through. His first point of the game.
He touched all the rim on that one.
Streaks have outscored Geneseo just 7-6 here in the second quarter after outscoring them 22-2 in the first quarter. 1:39 to play in the half. Dominique Taylor, left side Keith, passes up the three on the wing. Skip pass over to Ian. Extra pass into the corner. Sibbing hits another three.
We are shooting the three ball well today, partner.
Jace is 3-for-3 from behind the arc. JCS, that is, not Jace.
Ian with three assists, all to JCS.
32-8 Galesburg, final minute 15 of this first half. And Sibbing all over Lovig out high, has to get the pass away over to Parker. Parker on the dribble against Gino, stops at the right high post, pulls it back out.
Galesburg
up top, Ludwig, pass to the there left side, out of bounds.
Galesburg with five guards on the floor.
Seven Geneseo turnovers. Not quite the number we saw in the last game when they had 23, was it? Yeah, 23.
Yeah, 19 steals off those 23.
Dribble left side, Jace. Can't get around his man. Cut off on the low blocks, kicks it out. That's Ian, open for three, hits another one. He's got five in the game.
This is incredible. What a shooting display by the Streaks.
35-8, 15 for Dominique. Pass on the inbound to Nordstrom up the near side. Cut off by Keith. 40 seconds to go for the half. Over to Biddle, who brings it across midcourt. Pass is thrown away. Intercepted by Gino. Gino down the lane, going for another run out, up and in.
Early and often, Streaks. Early and often.
37-8 Silver Streaks. Final 30 seconds of the half. If there was any doubt about playing a team for the third time in the season and the danger that potentially presents, the Streaks removed that very early in this one. Here's another steal. Keith with the interception.
Uh-oh.
The run out and the jerk.
Jumanji. Jace Keith.
39-8. What a way to get into the scoring book. Jace Keith with a two-handed slam. Final 2 seconds. A three from the corner missed. And we're at halftime. What a first half for the Silver Streaks. 39-8 in this regional opener over a winless Geneseo team. We'll come back, take a look at the first half stats, talk things over with the coaching staff that I think would have to be very, very pleased the way the Silver Streaks took command of this game early and lead by 31 at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, Request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing, and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks boys have thoroughly dominated Geneseo here in this first half and done exactly what Galesburg needed to do. Come out, take care of business, and boy, have they ever. 39-8 over the Geneseo Maple Leafs and a record-setting day. It's been fun to watch.
Incredible start here for the Streaks. Incredible shooting from the three-point line for the Streaks. 9 of 14 in the first half.
And with that, why don't we take a look at all the first half stats?
Sam?
Our first half numbers brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Sam, welcome to the postseason.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be in the postseason.
What do you got for team numbers?
From the field, the Streaks are shooting 15 for 24, shooting 62%, while Geneseo is 3 for 18, shooting 16%. The Streaks are 9 for 14 from the three-point line, shooting 64%. Wow. Geneseo is 1 for 8, shooting 12%. The Streaks haven't attempted a free throw, and Geneseo's 1 for 2, 50%.
See, we got to work on that. I'm disappointed by that. No free throws. What's wrong with this team?
The Streaks have 4 turnovers, and Geneseo has 9, and we're out-rebounding Geneseo. We have 13 rebounds. Geneseo has 11.
Thank you, Sam. First half numbers, as certainly you would expect, well in favor of the Silver Streaks. We're going to send Jason down, find out what the coaching staff has to say, what the plan is for the second half. And we'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back as well. 39-8 Streaks over Geneseo on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL. If you or someone you know is experiencing food scarcity, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry can help. Their weekly food distribution for individuals and families in need happens every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Calling ahead is not required, but will expedite the process, and curbside service is available. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight: cloudy skies, scattered sprinkles, overnight low of 34. Sunny tomorrow, high of 50. Clouds tomorrow night with an overnight low of 26. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 46, while Monday night, an overnight low of 29. The extended forecast, the outlook for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 43 and a low of 34 Tuesday night. It's 47 at WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
39-8, Galesburg leads Geneseo in this 3A regional opener. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's now go down courtside. Let's find out what the coaching staff has to say. Here's Jason.
Jason Wessels here with Coach Eric Thompson. Coach, the coaching staff has to be pleased with the shooting performance in the first half. 9 of 14 from the three-point line.
Yeah, obviously, Ian tossed in a couple bombs at the beginning of the game. But some of those other threes that we've been making, the reason why they're going in, the reason why they're so open is because our ball movement's been fantastic. Like we just talked about in the locker room, yeah, Jace's dunk was great. But the play before that, when he made the hard drive baseline turn, kick back to Jackson Crock-Sitting, that's the kind of plays that's going to win you a game, right? The dunks are cool, but we want to keep forming those good habits. So when we keep playing this February, March, we're not building bad habits now.
And what was the message here to the team to finish off this game?
Keep practicing those good habits, right? Defensive intensity, moving the ball, not getting sloppy with things like box outs or close outs, things like that.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Wednesday at Rock Island.
Thank you, sir.
Well, 16 minutes away from doing that, but things the way it started here certainly look well on their way to making that happen. Silver Streaks have not lost to Geneseo. Oh, I closed it out. Let me pull it up here really quickly. All right, there it is. Silver Streaks have not lost to Geneseo since the 2016-17 season. And since Geneseo entered the Western Big Six, Streaks haven't lost to them. But this is the postseason, not a conference game. So Galesburg looking for its 11th straight victory against the Maple Leafs and trying to go 5-1 all-time in the postseason. Here's the individual scoring from the first half. Landon Nordstrom led Geneseo with 3. Easton Smith, Mason Lovig each had 2, and Cruz Ludwig had 1. For the Silver Streaks, Ian Dominique, 15. He alone has outscored Geneseo in the first half. 5 of 7 three-point shooting, including the single-season three-point record, which he obtained on his third three, all to his lonesome, in that first quarter. Jackson Crock-Sibbing, 9. He also has single-handedly outscored Geneseo, as Sibbing is 3-for-3 from behind the arc. Geno Williams with 6. All on turnovers that led to layups. Tyree Taylor hit a 3 coming in off the bench. Easton Steck, Jace Keith, and Carter Clary each have 2. Clary leads the Streaks in rebounding with 4. Geneseo ball to start the third quarter. As the Streaks look to advance against Rock Island, as Jason alluded to, Geno bats away a bounce pass to the interior. Streaks with a steal to open the third quarter. Backs up to the left wing. Williams, entry pass to Clary. Free throw line gives to Steck, driving in from the baseline. Missed it, and the loose ball rebound knocked out of the hands of Parker. But last touch by Clary, according to the official, was right on top of it. I thought Carter just ran into Parker. I thought Parker just lost it on his own. But
there have been a couple of them today, partner.
It's going to be street. It's going to be Geneseo ball either way.
6 dead ball team rebounds for Geneseo. Incredible.
30 seconds into the second half, Geneseo's turned it over. Streaks have missed a shot. Galesburg by 31 as we start the third quarter. Up top, Parker, guarded by Keith. Streaks stay in the man defense with the five starters back out onto the floor. For Geneseo, it's Couture and Loving on the outside, along with Ludwig. They have Loving and Ludwig, Nordstrom and Parker.
Uh-oh.
Here's another steal. Uh-oh. Steck going for it. Turns and misses it. Tried to get too flashy on the jam. Tried to spin move. Now goes for the steal after Nordstrom came away with a rebound. And a groan by the rather sparse student section here today.
Easton trying a 360 dunk.
On the outside, bounce pass to the interior. Almost batted away by Gino again. Now the pass to Parker, flashing down the lane. Blocked by Keith. Picked up by Clary on the rebound. Streaks back into the front court. Dominique right wing. Three. High off the rim. Twice off the rim and then falls off. And Couture with a rebound. Streaks getting some shots here, but 0-for-3 to start the third quarter. Minute and a half in, still leading by 31.
Yeah, I thought that one was going to bounce in. A high bounce off the glass.
The drive and another block by Clary. This time the bat out to Couture on the rebound. Streaks of two blocks on Geneseo here to start the second half. On the right side, dribble Couture working against Dominique. Remember, Dominique had 8 steals in that win over Geneseo back on February 3rd. What does he have, 2 tonight? 2 this afternoon?
2, yes.
Ooh, Gino flashes at the dribbler in the lane, but Nordstrom controls, turns, shoots, and scores over Clary. Geneseo in double digits now with 10. Streaks lead. Keith driving in from the right side. Got
nice.
The shot to fall with a foul.
What a great pass looking ahead by Easton Stack up to Jace. Jace drives in on the right side and finishes and gets the handle.
I love that Jace attacked right away, too. I mean, he was thinking dribble drive the whole time.
Yeah, as soon as he caught it.
Yeah, if he hesitated at all, that wouldn't have been there for him. Parker with the foul, only the second of the game on Geneseo, first of the second half. And Keith to the free throw line, 4 points in the game and off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Streaks will get this one back.
All right. Dead ball team rebound from the Streaks now.
Came hard off the rim. I think Nordstrom trying to get into position for the rebound. Didn't expect it to come off the rim as hard as it did. And he really had no chance to collect that one. Inbound to Keith. Up top, Dominique. Squared for three. Passes it away to Gino instead. Entry pass, Clary.
Oh, nice
free throw
pass.
Line. Back door.
There's
two Steck with a jam.
Jumanji. Great pass by Carter. His third assist of the game.
Nothing flashy that time. Just finish it off strong with a two-handed dunk in from the right baseline.
Just got to make it. Whether it's a layup or a dunk, make sure you finish.
43-10, Silver Streaks. 4 in the game for Steck. Under 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks have Almaguer and Carl waiting at the scoring table. The next dead ball. Ludwig up top. Love it. Passed up on the three. Got an elbow on Gino. Shoved him off. No call either way. The dribble drive in and out by Parker. Clary with a rebound. His 6th of the game for the Streaks. Williams into the front court. Stops top of the arc. Backs up with the dribble. Right side over to Ian. Quick three. Off the rim. Rebound. Clary got a hand on it. Now controls. Gives to Gino down the lane. Maybe got fouled. Didn't hit the shot. Gets his own rebound. Pulls it back out. Keith with a big step up top and a foul on the floor against Geneseo.
A lot of action down here at the offensive end for the Streaks.
Trying to remember everything.
Well, Carter offensive, Gino offensive.
Got that. All right.
Gino missed shot.
Got it. And Ian's missed three.
There we go.
The lob on the inbound out top from Gino baseline out to Nolan Carl. Back to Gino free throw line. Kicks it over to Keith. Now up top, Williams. Passes left side. Carl, ball fake, down low. Nice job by Keith to collect that pass at his ankles. Starts in, pulls up, right side, 14-footer missed. Rebound tipped out, and finally Geneseo controls.
Yeah, Jace with a nice little pull-up game there from 15 feet, just missed off the back of the rim.
Quick three left wing, missed by Nordstrom. Long rebound, and Steck got out of position going up, anticipating, and then the ball went over his head, so then he just boxed out, and the Streaks got a dead ball rebound.
Great job by the Streaks defensively. We are making Geneseo struggle today.
Only 4 points in the half for the Streaks, but only 2 for Geneseo, so they've opened up that lead. The fake left, the drive right by Jace, and he got Geneseo out of position, driving to the basket, gets fouled, goes to the line shooting 2.
I tell you, partner, the last 3 or 4 games, Jace Keith has just been way more aggressive attacking the hoop, trying to finish at the rim, and it's a good thing for the Streaks to get another scoring option out here.
Third foul of the half on Geneseo, first of the game on Cruz Ludwig. Jace back to the free throw line, off the back iron, off the front rim, and off the mark. JCS back into the game for the Streaks. Steck gets a breather. Didn't mention who went out when the Streaks put Carl and Almaguer into the game. Dominique is on the bench getting a breather. And Clary is out as well. Keith there hits a go, second Jace. Free throw. He's got five in the game. 44-10 Streaks. Geneseo, the last three games, has not broken the 30-point mark. And they're on the way to not getting 30 again this afternoon with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ooh, and a hand check foul called on Keith out of the half-court line, guarding against Lawrence Nordstrom. Yep, that's third of the game on Keith. First foul on the Streaks in the second half. Tyree Taylor will come in for Galesburg. And he'll actually spell Williams.
Yeah, I thought he was coming for Jace.
So, yep, Keith stays on the floor with those three fouls. He's the only starter out right now for Galesburg. Halfway five. Through the third quarter and a five-second call. Pretty straight-up defense by Taylor, just guarding Lovig on the inbound. And Lovig couldn't get a teammate to come over to pass into.
Yeah, second five-second call for the Streaks today.
Halfway through third quarter, Streaks lead by 34. Keith, skip pass left side. Taylor, the catch and shoot, hits it. Second of the game for Taylor, who's got six. 47-10, and that's a varsity career high for Tyree Taylor, who can light it up in a hurry.
I'll tell you, the Streaks are just on fire from the three-point line, continuing the good shooting.
Nordstrom with a jumper from the wing, missed it. Taylor got a hand on the rebound. Now a collision by Geneseo, and Couture is able to pick up the ball despite getting bumped by his own teammate. Up top, Parker. Bad pass, almost stolen by Almaguer. The shot from 15, good for Landon Nordstrom. He's got four and a half.
And the Nordstrom kid, he's going to be a big piece for Geneseo for the next few years. He's just a freshman out here, and he's logged a lot of minutes this year.
He has seven of their 12. Open side. Sibbing can't hit the three, and then the ball high up over the backboard and off the support in the back, back to Geneseo.
And JC has his first miss of the day. He was 3-for-3 from the three-point line prior to that shot.
Right now, Nolan Carl, the only senior on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg is a freshman, a sophomore, and two juniors. With 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, leading by 35.
I would also venture to say this is a lineup we haven't seen this year on the court.
The jumper from the left corner, off the mark. Three won't go down. Nordstrom with the offensive rebound, put back from the low blocks, and he's battled for 6 points here in the second half.
Yeah, the freshman could play a little bit.
47-14. All six of Geneseo's points in the second half belong to Nordstrom. Carl, the dribble drive, kick out to Almaguer, feeds it back to Sibbing, back out to Tyree for another three, and it's good again.
Wow.
He's got three down from behind the arc. It's 50-14 Streaks.
This shooting display is just flat out incredible.
Got the Streaks just 2-for-6 in the second half, but both of those from behind the arc to Taylor. The 2:20 to play third quarter. Here's a bad pass, a bad read. Almaguer with a steal and the layup at the other end. His first points in the postseason.
Atta baby, A squared.
12 Geneseo turnovers. And the lead for the Streaks is 38 with 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes away from a running clock in this postseason opener. Pull-up jumper right side. Lovig misses from 12 feet. Tyree with his third rebound. Here comes the Silver Streaks. Jace with a pass fake down the lane. Can't hit the layup, though. And Nordstrom yanks down his sixth rebound for Geneseo. He'll bring it into the front court himself. To the right side, Ludwig. Back up top, it goes to Lovig. Driving down the lane, poked away by Taylor. We got a foul away from the ball on Sibbing. Will be his first.
Yeah, Tyree with 9 points. Three rebounds. Incredible effort here from the young fella.
Now some starters back into the game for the Streaks. Dominique, Williams, and Steck. Carl. Keith gets a breather, and Almaguer sit down. Sibbing and Taylor stay on the floor for Galesburg. Two juniors, a senior, a freshman, and a sophomore. So that aspect of the lineup does not change. There's a bad pass out high, but Biddle is able to get to it before the Streaks can jump on it at the top of the arc. Biddle picks up his dribble, passes it left side over to Easton Smith. Smith, the dribble drive right, got around Sibbing down the right side of the lane. Tough shot, missed it on the run. Taylor with his fourth rebound. For Galesburg, into the front court. Gino, left side, open three. Ian hits it again.
Incredible.
He's got six in the game, 18 to lead the Streaks, who are up 40 now, 55-14. 40-plus with a minute to go in the third quarter. And I think running clock is pretty well assured now.
Yeah, it's looks like it's going to be a lock for a running clock here in the fourth.
Bad pass, another steal by Williams. Gino with a run out again for the fourth time in this game. All eight of his points on live ball steals and layups.
Yeah, G-Dub with five steals in the game.
Final 40 seconds of the third quarter, 57-14 Silver Streaks. They had two easy 30-point-plus victories over Geneseo. This one has been even more dominance.
Yeah, and Bench going to see a lot of minutes here in the fourth quarter.
But quick minutes.
The
hesitation
quick.
Dribble by Nordstrom. Got position around Taylor down the right side and just battled his way for an open shot. And he's in double figures with 11 now. And a quick run out by Steck and the quick answer at the other end. 59-16, final 10 seconds of the third quarter.
Nice run out there by Easton. Finished with the right hand.
Giving Geneseo a chance for a last shot. A deflection by Taylor. Gets over to Nordstrom, driving into the lane, leans in, puts up a shot, hit the shot at the buzzer, and he worked hard for 10 points in that third quarter, but the Silver Streaks will have a running clock in the fourth quarter in this regional opener from Field Gym, 59-18 over the Maple Leafs on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Youth Baseball, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Galesburg ball to start the fourth quarter, leading Geneseo by 41. Cody Jones into the game. Jackson Hillhouse into the game. Brandon Lewis into the game. This is Taylen Davis with it on the right side. Streaks have Carter Clary out there on the floor. Has it now at the top of the arc.
The Twin
Dribbles,
Towers.
The kick out to the right side. Jones baseline, pulls it back up top to Davis. Works around a Clary screen. Missed the three. Rebound, Jacob Harris for Geneseo.
I think this
outlet
is the first
pass
time.
Smith on the run, stops low, blocks.
Oh, nice.
And got it up and in over Brandon Lewis.
Yeah, first time I've seen the Twin Towers, Carter and Brandon both out there at the same time this year.
Into the front court, Hillhouse. What a day for the Silver Streaks. Scored the first 14 points of the game, led 22-2 at the end of the first quarter, and have just continued to build on the lead ever since then. Into the left side, Davis on the wing, pulls it back out to Carter up top. Minute gone here in the final quarter at Thiel Gym. Jump stop by Carter, and he did travel. First turnover of the second half for the Streaks.
Yeah, been taking good care of the basketball here today.
Now Clary out, Tyree Taylor in. I wondered if Chad Thompson might get the seniors back on onto the floor one more time. That would be Stack and Carl. Lewis is out there now. Doesn't look like that's probably going to happen, though. And certainly they are hoping this will not be their final game at Thiel Gym. Streaks win the regional at Dunlap. They'll come back hosting the sectional.
Let's hope we get to see them again here at John Thiel Gymnasium.
There's a bad dribble by Harris. Lost the handle on it. Streaks with a steal. Into the right corner. Taylor, can he do it again? Off the back rim this time. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. Maybe a record for dead ball rebounds for Geneseo in this
game.
That
is seven.
6 minutes and counting, 59-20. It's been quite a 24-hour stretch for Galesburg High School Athletics. We talked in the pregame. A regional victory for the Silver Streaks girls up at Dixon last night, beating Rock Island. Terrific second half, Kiara Kilgore especially.
Yeah, Streaks had to do a little bit of comeback action last night against Rock Island.
Down. Is it 7 or 9 at the half? 9?
Yeah, I think they were down 10 at one point, though.
Great second. Went on like a 19-3 run, I think, in the third quarter.
Yep.
Gage Shipp wrestling for a state championship at Champaign, just a couple of hours away. There's
Elu
a deflected
with the
ball.
Steal.
14 Geneseo turnovers. And what a day for the Streaks swim team as they continue to do very, very well at the sectional up at United Township. Missed three by Taylen Davis. Number of team records set today. We talked about those earlier in the broadcast. And now 5 minutes away from a Galesburg boys victory in this 3A regional opener. Down the lane, falling down. Lovig reaches the arm out, palms the ball back into his midsection. And a tie-up will keep it with Geneseo on the alternating possession. Wednesday night will be the Galesburg game at Dunlap against Rock Island.
And will be the first game.
First game,
if I'm correct.
6 o'clock tip-off. Jumper left side. Parker misses the three.
Look at Tyree.
Taylor rips it away from Harris. 5 rebounds in the game for Tyree Taylor.
I'd venture to say that's a varsity career high for him.
Ball kicked, got it right back as it's deflected to him. Now Harris reaches in, tries to rip it away, and will be called for a reach-in foul. Clock runs with 4:10 to play. Cody Jones will inbound right of the basket for the Streaks.
See if we can slip Brandon Lewis here for a little easy bucket. Nope.
He's going to set the interior screen. The pass goes out to the corner, though. Now Davis with it left side. Here's a dribble drive by Hillhouse. Jones still on the left side of the floor. Up top it goes. Hillhouse with a fake left, drives right, passes off. Now the skip pass back up top. Tyree. Now they reverse directions to the right wing. Davis misses a three. Geneseo got a hand on the rebound, but the Streaks reach in and foul him. Call that on Cody. First foul of the game on Jones.
Yep. Tyree, 5 rebounds, 9 points. And he got action early, partner. That's the one thing I like to see. You know, it might be able to use him against Rock Island. He's a good defender.
3:15 to go in the game here with a 39-point Galesburg lead. Streaks have led since the get-go. Ian Dominique hit a three to open the game. There's a bad pass stolen away by Lewis. And he's thinking one-on-one. Oh, he lost the handle on the ball. Now he's got to pass it away. To the right side, Davis. Left side, Tyree. Hits another three. He's in double figures with 12. 62-20. And he continues to add to his varsity career high.
An incredible effort here by Tyree today. I love it for the young kid.
Lots of smiles on the bench. They were really wanting that for B. Lou.
He had a breakaway chance there.
Into the corner. Geneseo's going to pull it back out. That's Easton Smith. Covered up by Jones. Lost the handle on the ball. Cody all over him. Now Smith dribbles out of it. Gets it over to Harris in the lane. Blocked by Jones. Loose ball chased down. Out of bounds. Geneseo will hang on to it.
I think that's a dead, Cody? Yeah, that's a dead ball team rebound.
How about Cody on the block on Jacob Harris? The sophomore going against the senior there.
I tell you, I've been watching Cody play all year long in the sophomore games. He is a very apt defender. I mean, he gets after it defensively. He gets steals and blocks. Does a great job of playing passing lanes.
Coaching staff loves how coachable he is. He just listens intently and responds so well. Here's another bad pass. Bilou chases it out. Can't get it away from Harris. Now Jones trying to tie up Harris. And a travel called on Harris down on the floor, trying to recover with a minute 40 to go. 16 Geneseo turnovers. And at least one more offensive possession for the Silver Streaks.
Cody.
Into the left corner. Davis is going to shoot again. Air balls at this time. Lewis with the offensive rebound won't go. And Geneseo out with it. Lovig with the rebound. Down the lane with the right side. Off the backboard. Too strong. Harris with a rebound and a foul, I think, on Lewis. Nope, they're going to call it on Tyree. That's his second.
Taylen not being shy either. He got in the game. He's fired 4 threes here in the fourth quarter.
Final minute of the game, 62-20. Geneseo will end the season 4 straight games of scoring under 30 points.
Yeah, they made their substitutions. They got the end of their bench guys in.
Number of players pulled up, I believe, from the freshman roster. With 40 seconds to go, Geneseo did not have a sophomore team, did not have enough sophomores to put together a sophomore team, so... all freshmen.
And look at these kids execute their offense.
Yep.
I mean, that's something Coach Storm can hang his hat on there, too. You know, when the bench comes in and they do just as good a job executing.
Just dribbling it around. Ball lost up top. Now they'll have to pass it away with 18 seconds to go. Streaks hoping for a steal and one more shot opportunity for somebody to get into the scoring books in this regional opener. Cut off in the lane. Geneseo needs help trying to pass it away. They do, down to 6 seconds to go. They may end up just dribbling out the final minute of this clock. Here's a jumper just inside the arc, rolls off the rim, and that's the ball game. Silver Streaks get their 10th win of the year, 62-20 over Geneseo, and the Streaks move on to play Rock Island at Dunlap next Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Fun day, and we'll talk with the coaching staff, give you our final stats and our day's auto body crunch time player of the game when we come back for our post game on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Robbins, who's been very promiscuous over the last couple of years. There is a new superbug strain of gonorrhea that's outsmarting most antibiotics.
But you haven't? Oh, sorry. I'm joking.
I'm impervious to that.
Because you've built up a natural immunity.
Yes.
Where's Fauci? If you just take the vaccine, you can live this lifestyle, whatever.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Tyler Gumver, WGIL. Galesburg Community Chorus invites you to join them in welcoming the Bradley University Chorale on Thursday, March 16th at First Lutheran Church in Galesburg. The Bradley Chorale is a highly selective mixed choir of about 50 students. Tickets are $12 for seniors over 60, $15 for adults, and students get in free. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight with scattered sprinkles, overnight low 34, sunny tomorrow with a high of 50.
tomorrow night, cloudy skies and a low of 26. Well, Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 46. It's 47 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
62-20, Streaks knocked Geneseo out of the postseason. Galesburg 5-1 all time against the Maple Leafs in postseason play. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. The Streaks head coach Chad Thompson joins us now. First of all, coach, I think things went to game plan, didn't we? We come out, we get a big start here, and then take care of business from that point on.
Correct. It all started with the defensive end. We were able to get up and pressure them again like we were the last time we played against them. Gino and Ian Easton, they all did a great job playing in the full court, really forcing turnovers, getting us out and running. And then obviously Ian's hot start from the three-point line, getting the record out of the way early. His hot start at the three-point line combined with Jackson Karksibby and Tyree Taylor really just shot us out of a cannon in the first quarter.
What were you most pleased with in terms of what we did here today?
Ball movement. I thought the offensive ball movement was phenomenal, especially in the first half. There's a couple plays you look at. You know, Jay's had the dunk, which we know he can dunk. It's a great play. But his engage back pitch to Ian for three, or his engage and the kick to Ian, who one more passed it over to Jackson Karksibby for three. Carter's dump down to Easton for a wide open dunk. Those plays are huge for us that we're going to need moving forward, because it's simple. It's the simple basketball play, and usually the simple play gets you a great shot.
I just want to talk about the three-point shooting. It was absolutely incredible. That's the best we've shot the basketball all year. It was a complete team effort. Everybody was shooting the ball well. Was that the game plan going in to attack them from the three-point line?
Not necessarily. We just want to take what they give us. We knew there was a chance. Brad and I talked pregame that there was a chance Geneseo goes zone, something we hadn't seen all year. And what happened was we just started off in a rhythm. When we were shooting rhythm threes, we make a lot of them, and that's been kind of our theme all year. The more we can stay in rhythm, the more we're going to make, and our guys did a great job of consistently finding the right guy at the right time wide open. So, you know, we know Ian hit a ton of threes tonight. Jackson and Tyree combined for another seven threes.
Right.
We spread it out well, and we just – everything was in such a good rhythm that you just keep shooting because you feel like they're all going in.
Yeah, 12 for 19 through three quarters from the three-point line.
That's pretty good.
Lessened up a little bit, 1 for 6 in the fourth quarter. But, man, 12 for 19 through three quarters, you shoot the ball like that, you're going to be tough to beat on any night.
Absolutely, and the shots we're getting are shots you can get against anybody. It's about moving the ball and being shot ready, hands and feet, hips low. So all the things we preach every day at practice just came together this afternoon.
How about the strategy of getting Tyree into the game as early as you did here today? There had to be some intentionality about that, I'm sure.
Absolutely, huge. I thought Tyree was fantastic today, both in rebounding, shooting the ball.
Yes.
He's impressed us all year on the sophomore team. And Aiden went down with an injury at practice. Obviously, he played tonight. He's not seriously hurt or anything, but he was out a couple days, and Tyree performed really well at practice, and the more we watched him, we wanted to give him a chance to see what he can do in a varsity game, and he picked a good day to have his best game of the year so far. So he's really impressive with how he's played all year.
Yeah. Well, I think we got somebody else up here.
Yeah.
That needs,
you guys heard enough from me, so I'll give it over to
talk
you.
To
congratulations
her.
Coach, and here is the record holder joining us now, junior Ian Dominique. Congratulations, young man. It was quite a performance here today, and you've really gotten things hot here in the second half of the season. We talked from time to time early on. It was like, boy, we just haven't gotten Ian going. What's it been like in this second half of the season?
In Taylorville, I wasn't really doing so hot, and I was talking to Coach Hawk, and he told me to just have fun and not let the burden weigh me down on my shoulders. So I came into the second half of the season trying to have fun, had my confidence back up, so I just started shooting it. And I said at the beginning of the year against Kane, because I'm pretty sure I went like 1 for 7, and I told the interviewer, I said, they're going to start falling more into the year. So that's what happened.
Yeah, they have been falling. I like Brad said, the second half of the season, you've taken your game to another level. I mean, is that a conscious effort to take your game to this next level?
Yeah, it's not only me. Obviously, we have a great group of guys here. I wouldn't have been able to do it without my teammates.
Exactly.
The other four, the guys that come off the bench and move the ball to me too. You know, it's just a team effort, and I don't want to take credit for all of it because they were with me along the entire year. So I appreciate those guys for doing that. I appreciate the coaches too for allowing me to shoot the ball as much as I do. So I really appreciate that. And the fans too, all of them, you know, come up to me after the games and tell me good job no matter how I played. So it's just a community effort, and I really appreciate everybody that was there along the way with it.
At what point did you become aware that you were getting close to a single-season record for threes?
A couple weeks after the Rantoul game, somebody told me that I was close to breaking the most in a single game. So then they looked at it in the yearbook and seeing that the most in a season was like, what, 84?
84. Yep.
And I knew I could get it. So then I didn't think about it going into games, but I knew eventually if I kept playing how I was playing that eventually it would be a marker that I could hit and a milestone I could personally get for myself.
Because I wonder what that's like, because you don't want it to dominate your thoughts, and exactly. You don't want to put extra pressure on yourself. Yeah. So I was just wondering what kind of your mindset is coming into the game with that in the back of your mind, and I'm assuming not trying to let it become the main thing.
Yeah, in the locker room before the game, guys were asking me, they're like, how many were you away? Or I was like, what are you talking about? Away from what? Like, three-point record. I was like, what three-point record? I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, family members asking me about it, and I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, I just want to get the game going. I want to win the game and move on to the Rock Island game. My first priority is not to break the three-point record, is to keep the season going as long as we can and hopefully make it safe.
That's a good thing to hear.
That's the goal. Well,
congratulations, young man. I don't think we're going to have much of a debate on the Dave's Crunch Time.
Probably not, no.
I think we can give it out right now. I think you're going to win it today.
Appreciate it.
Let me ask you one more thing. Yep. When the shot went down, what's going through your mind? When you know you had it.
Well, I missed the two before that. And I was like, I don't miss three in a row. So this one's going in. I was like, that's it right there. And then I just got back on defense. It was like one moment of like being grateful for what just happened. And then when they called the timeout, that's when I really took it in and was able to enjoy the moment.
Well, you had another one after that even. You got the record, then you hit another one. I saw that leap you made out there going into the timeout. Yeah. So.
It was hype.
Good for you.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, great game and congratulations. We will see you Wednesday night.
And keep adding to it. Let's add some more Wednesday.
Ian Dominique joining us. And, yes, no doubt about it, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Now the single-season three-point record holder. With a round of applause from the fans here as he comes out of the interview booth, he finishes with 18. We've got to get to our final statistics as the Streaks win it here 62-20. They knock Geneseo out of the postseason, and the Streaks move on to play Rock Island Wednesday night. Final statistics still to come here in our postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If you're ready to get your career in gear, we may have the opportunity you've been looking for. This is Sarah Yam. Our GM Service Educational Partnership with ICC in Peoria could be just what you need to jumpstart your automotive career. This is a two-year program delivering advanced automotive service training and includes a paid internship here at Yam. Certified instructors are ready to help steer you down the road to success. Reach out today and we can help get you moving. Or learn more at galesburg.info, keyword job.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
62-20, Streaks win it here today. They'll advance to the regional semifinal coming up Wednesday. Our postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And for the final team numbers, we bring Sam back into the play here. And, Sam, pretty good numbers, I think, are going to show up here from a percentage standpoint, are they not?
Correct.
What do they show?
The Streaks finished 24 for 47, shooting 51% from the field. Geneseo finished 9 for 32, shooting 28%. The Streaks finished 13 for 26 from the three-point line, shooting 50%. And Geneseo was 1 for 12, 8%. The Streaks were 1 for 3 from the charity stripe, shooting 33%. Geneseo was 1 for 2, 50%. They didn't attempt a free throw in the second half. Galesburg finished with 5 turnovers. Geneseo finished with 16. Galesburg finished with 21 rebounds. And Geneseo finished with 23.
All right. Individual scoring. Landon Nordstrom did finish in double figures for the Maple Leafs. He had 13 of their 20, including 10, all 10 of their points in the third quarter. Easton Smith with 4. Mason Lovig, 2. Cruz Ludwig had 1.
And that's the first time the Streaks have given up a double-figure score in three games to the Maple Leafs.
That is correct. Yeah, that's a couple incredible. Different times they had guys score nine.
Yeah, that's
yep.
That's a testament to our defense.
And that's a testament to that young man, too, as a freshman.
Yes. He's
single-handedly.
He's going to be a good player in the years to come.
For the Silver Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Ian Dominique, leads the way with 18. And, again, the single-season three-point record holder with 88 now on the year.
Incredible.
Tyree Taylor comes in off the bench, hits four threes of his own. He finishes in double figures with 12. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing comes in off the bench. He hits three threes and finishes with nine. Geno Williams had eight, all on live ball turnovers that led to layups at the other end of the floor. Easton Steck finished with six, including a dunk. Jace Keith had five, including a dunk. Aiden Almaguer, Carter Clary each had two. Clary led the Streaks in rebounding yet again with seven here this afternoon. And everybody got into the game, but nobody else scored as the Streaks win it 62-20. Final thoughts from Thiel Jim when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
If your bank is telling you to make changes, then change to F&M Bank. If you're ready to make the switch, open an absolutely free checking account and enjoy the convenience of free online banking, bill pay, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. What are you waiting for? Stop by F&M Bank today and experience banking the way it should be. Extraordinary. Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
The spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours, like Timothy Lincoln of Galesburg, who won $40 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
All right, final thoughts from John Thiel Gymnasium before we head out of here. First of all, the next game, next basketball game broadcast here on our airwaves will not be Wednesday night. It's Tuesday night. Galesburg girls in action. They'll be at the Peoria Richwoods sectional, and they'll take on Peoria High School 7:30. They're the second game over there, 7:30, with a 7:10 pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. That's Tuesday night. Streaks taking on Peoria High School in the sectional semifinal. Then the Galesburg boys Wednesday against Rock Island at Dunlap. They are the first game of two there. Dunlap will play LaSalle Peru in the second game. But we've got the Rocks, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, 5:40. That'll be a hard start time coming up on Wednesday night. Silver Streaks boys swim team wins the sectional championship up at United Township. Congratulations to Raven Ottingham and a number of individuals and some medleys moving on to the state finals up at the suburbs coming up in a week. So what a great day there. Gage Ship again. Be following on the internet, folks. Somewhere around 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit later down in Champaign, he wrestles for the state championship in the 138-pound division in Class 2A. So just all kinds of excitement going on here in Silver Streaks Athletics, and we wish Gage the best. And
yes, let's go get a state championship,
what an accomplishment.
Gage.
What an accomplishment.
It is a heck of an accomplishment.
And here today, Ian Dominique sets the single-season three-point record. He needed three. He got six.
Yeah, just double it up.
He's at 88 for the season now, breaking Ethan Meeker's record, which he set in 2015 and then tied his own record as a senior in 2016. So it's just been a fun day all around, and we appreciate Coach Chad Thompson bringing Ian up so we could get a few words from him as well.
That was nice of him.
All right, so, fellas, we'll see you Wednesday night. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Let's shoot the basketball as well as this, and let's go beat the Rocks.
That would be great. 5:40 again Wednesday night, Silver Streaks girls, 7:10 Tuesday night against Peoria High. For Brian Prescott at the downtown studios, for Jason Wessels, for Sam Satiski, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.